This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we've already endured one horrendous civil war that actually claimed more American lives than all of our other conflicts in our entire history combined. And by the way, more by a lot. World War II, which was such a gigantic and ultimately heroic effort, we lost fewer than 500,000 people in World War II. It's actually, if you talk about all of the casualties, it comes to closer to about 400,000. We lost 700,000. In the Civil War alone, and the numbers keep going up because they keep finding new records of how many people that war claimed. What is the tremendous desire that people have right now with preparing for war? The Barbara Walters, who is a political science professor at the University of California at San Diego, has a book called How Civil Wars Start and How to Stop Them. And there's a lot of information about how they start, which seems to apply to this particular moment in our history. And part of what is involved is completely exaggerating the level of contrast, the level of conflict on various issues. And this is very, very typically on abortion. One of the points that is so striking about abortion is how much people really do agree. There are very few people who believe that abortion is a good thing, a wonderful thing, who are wearing those T-shirts that they're selling and say, "I love my abortion." Most Democrats do not embrace the idea that abortion is wonderful and we should have more of it. Remember, both Bill and Hillary Clinton campaigned for president with a slogan about abortion that it should be safe, legal, and rare. And Bill Clinton even used the term exceedingly rare. And the truth is that abortion has been, as we've talked about on the show before, going down in number. And so, given the broad agreement that we have, and this is one of those things where the president's speech this morning on the abortion issue was not only a mess in terms of him mispronouncing, confusing the word presidency, terminating his pregnancy, he meant to say, and what he said was terminating the presidency, which I guess is a Freudian slip of some kind or another. But not only was it full of slips and misstatements and stumbles and reading part of the teleprompter instruction to him, end of a quote, repeat the line, which he said directly. He's also not doing anything to bring the country together on an issue where the country doesn't need to be this far apart, except that politicians benefit from it. And by the way, when you talk about the country being this far apart and politicians benefiting from it, there's an article about one politician in particular, Dateline Stonehaven, this is in the Washington Post, Dateline South Haven, Mississippi. And the headline, Trump's new moneymaker, political speeches to fans. The former president makes millions appearing at events that resemble his political rallies. What's a free country, right? On a Saturday morning in an area outside Memphis, Terry Owens joined the crowd streaming in to see the former president Donald Trump. They lined up according to how much they'd paid. At the far end of a white entrance tent, near a bus wrapped with a photo of Trump's head on a muscular, shirtless body, were attendees who paid $55 for a pair of tickets as citizens, a general admittance option. At the front, closest to the doors guarded by Secret Service agents, stood a presidential tier who shelled out $3,995 each. Owens, this is this woman they're profiling, Terry Owens, a 53-year-old nurse, bought a ticket, a pair of VIP tickets for $800. She wasn't clear on where the money was going, nor did she care. In fact, the fees aren't going to Trump's Political Action Committee, his $100 million war chest. The event was not a Trump rally where attendance is free. Instead, it was a for-profit show, more like a rock concert. The proceeds benefit Trump personally as part of a multi-million dollar deal to speak at the events, according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations. The program, the American Freedom Tour, is the work of a longtime motivational speaker promoter with a trail of bankruptcy filings and business disputes across the country. Okay, people are making money on this. And it's, by the way, it's not just President Trump, it's people on the other side. People are saying they're taking away, the Supreme Court is coming to get you to take away your precious rights. The point about the abortion issue is you can say, well, now that the Supreme Court got involved, it was big-footed right into the very heart of the discussion of abortion and what it was and when the life of a baby was. The Supreme Court decided all of that rather than allowing people to discuss it and compromise and work it out in a reasonable and moderate and mixed basis, which other countries have done. What's so appalling to me is it's so obvious here that other countries in the West, our allies, handle this particular issue so much better than we do. And they do it because they didn't have a court making that disastrous mistake of seizing this issue for them and them alone to focus on. The basic idea is that when you actually look at polling, the Wall Street Journal has a piece today about the polling on abortion, and one of the things is the most recent Gallup poll, which came out at the end of June after the Dobbs decision had already been leaked overturning Roe v. Wade. And it turns out that even though the majority of people say, well, we support Roe v. Wade, we don't want to see it overturned, I think they don't want to see it overturned because they're tired of arguing about it. And basically what this does is it makes it less necessary to argue about it, because Roe v. Wade set up a situation where basically you had no power, real power, to regulate abortion, to say abortion was banned any time before 22 weeks. Now, this is a position that the overwhelming majority of Americans reject. 71% of Americans don't want abortion in the last trimester. And if they want to nationalize this abortion issue with a congressional debate, they could probably come up with something that would appeal to 75% of the American public, who don't believe that either abortion in all cases is equivalent to murder and that people should be punished by being sent to jail or by fines or by basically giving people a bounty if they informed on their neighbors who are planning to cross state lines to get an abortion. Some of those laws they are talking about now on the state level. But again, it is so unnecessary when you can actually find a majority of people who believe limited access to abortion during the first trimester and then more strictures protecting the life of the mother and the health of the mother and cases of rape and incest, but no abortion authorized during the second or third trimester. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved show talking about the possibility of people who are deeply, deeply involved in preparing for some kind of apocalyptic conflict. And there is more material about a council that was held by the Proud Boys and a number of Proud Boys leaders acknowledging that. All of this is going to be part of what the committee is taking a look at next week. They have two hearings, and they're both going to be for the January 6th investigating committee. They're both going to be significant. The first one is about the role of organizations like the Proud Boys and like the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters, the Boogaloo Boys, which were also part of it. These various organizations that were really ready to overthrow the government. Because when you're talking about hanging Mike Pence, when you're talking about canceling the results of an election that had been certified by Republicans and Democrats literally all over the country, you're talking about a very serious act that brings us closer to civil war. And this is one of the problems that you have with where you go right now. Because if you don't believe that you're getting a basically honest, with integrity, result for an election, then you can't use elections as a means of settling our disputes. So how do you settle the disputes? You take them to court? Well, that happens all the time. People don't have confidence in the courts. And now it's both the left and the right. I remember being extremely dismissive. And this is 4 years ago when Stacey Abrams was running for governor of Georgia, and she came close to winning. She didn't win. She never conceded, by the way. But she lost to Brian Kemp. But her entire thing was don't trust elections because you can't trust them, which means that even if you win elections, you may be dubious about the result. And it gives the entire country a negative view of where we stand. There was what S.E. Cupp described as a clown car of a debate. This was in Arizona, a GOP candidates for governor debate, where we're going to be talking about this a little bit with Henry Olson coming up, who's written a piece about Carrie Lake, who's the current front runner. She's a former TV host who was endorsed by President Trump, who just believes that without any question at all, the election was stolen, and she's running on that. And so what do you do? How do you overturn the election of 2020 in the election of 2022? Or for that matter, in the election of 2024? This is basically some of the audio of what it sounded like and the commentary of S.E. Cupp to the debate, televised debate in Arizona of the GOP primary contenders for governor. Listen.
I'd actually like to ask everybody on this stage if they would agree we had a corrupt, stolen election. Raise your hand. Did we have a question? I'd like to. I'm not going to play your stunt.
Why not get high-tech people that are going to be on the machines that are Republicans? A Democrat, Republican, get supervisors, that, equal amount.
That happens. That we have parties looking over
election
right. results.
That's right. They're doing it now.
No.
They're actually telling us.
Scott, are you going to accept the results of this election if you think there's so much fraud that it can't be trusted?
Are you talking about the primary? I'm talking
about the primary.
The one we're in now?
Yes.
We're going to see what happens.
We're going to show up and vote in droves. They're going to have to cheat even harder in order to try to win this.
Your campaign's a psyop.
Okay, my head hurts after playing that. It just really hurts right now. Essie, you're laughing, but let me go to you anyway. I mean, it is comical. If it wasn't so sad, I guess we'd laugh. But whether Trump runs again is up in the air. I mean, it sounds like he may try to throw his hat in the ring. Who knows? That may be just more fog that his camp is putting out these days. But he may run again. But Trumpism and his election lies, they are alive and well. When you take Trump, you put him on a rocket, launch him into space, he's gone. What he has left behind is still on the scene.
Yeah, I mean, one of those candidates, I think it was Carrie Lake, has said it should be disqualifying for her rivals not to say the election was stolen. I mean, how much more money, taxpayer money, are Arizona Republicans going to waste searching down this non-existent election fraud? It's crazy. And even though a majority of Arizona Republicans believe that the election was stolen, a majority of Arizona voters, like 75%, don't want the things that these guys are suggesting. They still want mail-in voting. They still like that stuff that Republicans want to take away so that they can have more control over elections and suppress more votes. It's just crazy town. And that clown car of a debate, I just felt bad for the moderator who asked.
Okay, the difficulty is, how do you go about when you win elections by encouraging your side to vote, to actually go out and vote? And if you discourage them from voting in the easiest way it is possible to vote, which is to fill out paper ballots and to fill out your absentee ballots and your mail-in ballots and to send them in, you discourage that and you tell them that their votes are going to be stolen. How does that help you win? And this is one of those things where, honest to goodness, given how horrible the financial situation is and how threatening it is and how negative people are about President Biden's response on just about anything, the only way it's possible to lose this election for the Republicans is to continue the preoccupation with the fraudulent idea, which, again, too many Republicans, and it's not just Trump. Jim Acosta was right about that. It's too many Republicans who want to continue campaigning on this issue. It's an issue where you can't win substantively or politically or in terms of policy. We'll be joined by a leader on American conservative thought, syndicated columnist Henry Olson, coming right up on the MedVet Show.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael MedVet.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is dead, shot with a homemade gun during a campaign speech this morning. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told we'll go all the way back to the late 30s, mid-30s. And it's a homemade weapon. I've only seen a photograph of it. The Justice Department is going to be going in and getting more detail later as they find out the detail.
Abe was a popular leader and became the country's longest prime minister. Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's always fascinating to follow the work of syndicated columnist Henry Olson, syndicated through the Washington Post. He is a longtime Republican activist, Republican leader, and conservative thinker. He focuses on politics, populism, and American conservative thought. He is a senior fellow at the excellent Ethics and Public Policy Center, one of those institutions that was celebrating the end of Roe v. Wade. But he wasn't celebrating Henry Olson so much at some of that Arizona debate we just heard. You have two new columns that are kind of contradictory, and I wanted to ask you about them, Henry. One column says the Democrats shouldn't be encouraged with glimmers of hope that they can turn this around. Do you think it's going to be a pretty decisive Republican election? And then on the other side, you're saying that the Republicans are incredibly foolish to be emphasizing this issue of the stolen election when the great majority of people in the country, including a substantial number of Republicans within the party, know that that's wrong. So which is it? First of all, what's the real danger of people, candidates like Carrie Lake, the TV broadcaster who's the current front runner or close to it, for governor of Arizona? What's the problem with her that she treats as her number one issue the stolen election?
You know, she's just trying to basically be a shock jock for ultra-MAGA conservatism. There's not an extreme issue or an extreme expression of that issue that she doesn't embrace. She's an outrageous showman, and unfortunately the governorship of Arizona is actually a serious job. The thing is that Arizona is a purple state, and while trends are hugely good for Republicans, we know from 2010 that people who are viewed on the right as too extreme lose even in great years, and I think that's the risk with Lake.
Well, again, the other risk is she would be likely running against the Democratic candidate, is almost sure to be Katie Hobbs, who was the Secretary of State. She presided over the election in Arizona, and is it a good thing or a bad thing if the entire election in Arizona for governor is about not this election, but is about the election 2 years ago?
Well, that's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing for Republicans in Arizona, and it could be a bad thing nationally. You know, look, because of that, because what Lake has said is that if you don't believe the election was stolen, it's disqualifying for office. There's no way Lake is the nominee and the person who ran the election match up where that's not what they fight about. And what that means is that Lake has to double down, and that means that all of the people whose votes really decided the election, the independent voters, largely upper income and educated, who swung against Trump nationwide, they're there in Phoenix, they're there in Tucson and Arizona, they're going to look at this and say, okay, she doesn't think my vote counts. I'm going to show her by showing it counts here. And then you've got the national impact that, just like errant comments in Missouri and Indiana in 2012 were blown up into the war on women, Democrats will try and use her and like candidates to say the GOP has a war on democracy. And that's one of the very few things that could get in the way of what looks to be a record-setting Republican landslide.
Now, if I heard that debate in Arizona correctly, there was nobody on the stage, none of the Republican candidates, was willing to say that the election of 2020 was valid. Is that true?
You know, I think Karen Robeson tried to say it without saying it, you know, saying that there were mistakes or that there were errors. She didn't come right out and say it. But she also didn't raise her hand when Carrie Lake tried to get people to say that it was fraudulent. So she tried to walk a fine line. But it would have been nice if she or one of the other three Republican candidates on the stage would have stood up and said the truth, you know, which is that, look, Democrats jiggered the rules in some areas, but the election was generally fair, and Joe Biden won because a majority of Americans wanted him to win.
One of the other columns you wrote about why the Democrats are unlikely to make a last-minute miraculous comeback here is because they're going to try to change the subject to talk about abortion. Republicans make the mistake of trying to change the subject to talk about the so-called stolen election, when the real subject that people care about is the economy, isn't it?
That's exactly. I mean, you've got polls that right now are saying, well, one recent poll said that like a third of the people mentioned sua sponte, inflation as their number one concern. Another 16% said jobs in the economy. Another 8% or so said making ends meet, which is just another way of saying inflation. You know, that's overwhelmingly what's on the mind. And the Democrats have no answer for it. So why give your opponent a lifeline when they're busy sinking themselves?
And what can Republican candidates, not just in Arizona, but around the country, do to focus some hopeful impulses, at least surrounding the economy, to offer something as an alternative to Bidenism?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a few things. One is we need to stop trying to spend our way to prosperity. The biggest reason we have inflation right now is because of trillions of dollars that were given to people who didn't and businesses that didn't need it, especially the $1.9 trillion that Biden shoveled out the door as the pandemic was ending. We need to cut that back, and I think people are willing to listen to that. I also think what they need to do is focus on increasing domestic energy production. And that it doesn't, you can't bring a well online in 2 weeks, but if you say, look, we want more energy produced in this country, people will drill wells. That will increase the supply. That will lower the gas price. Things like that are things that Republicans can say. Americans want to believe that. It's also true, and I think that's something they can say that gives people hope.
one of the things that has been true for Joe Biden, and it was also true for Donald Trump, both of them promised to bring the country together. I mean, for Joe Biden, it was the whole theme of his campaign. It's why most people voted for him, was he was going to unify the country. What can Republican candidates offer in that direction? Because people still say they want that.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a number of Republican candidates who do that. I think Glenn Youngkin did a very good job of that in Virginia, and won what's now, I'm a Virginia resident, and it was still considered a surprise when he won on election day. And I think his positive bring people together tone helped. You know, I think what you can do, one thing you can not do is relitigate the 2020 election, because, you know, almost everybody who voted for Biden knows that it was done fairly, and about a third of the people who voted for Trump did. So you're fighting a losing issue, and it's a divisive one, so don't do it.
That seems to me to be extremely commonsensical idea. Your columns are posted at michaelmedved.com. I hope people take a look at them. Henry Olson, you think DeSantis versus Newsom in 2024?
You know, I've learned in the 50 years of following politics not to get 2 years ahead of my skis. You know, we don't know how either is going to perform under the bright lights of the national media. We plenty of people come out of their states looking good, and then they falter in Iowa, they falter in New Hampshire. Newsom has a lot of strengths for a Democrat. DeSantis has a ton of strengths for a Republican. You got to count them as extremely strong contenders, but I'm not going to predict anything until, you know, it's kind of like saying somebody does well in double-A baseball, and then they get to the major leagues. They got to see the show's pitching before you know if they can hit it.
You're absolutely right. Julio Rodriguez has accomplished that. Another a good game for the Mariners last night, but that's a different story. Henry Olson, always great to talk to you, and have a wonderful weekend. We will be right back with more on the political wars coming up.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, every once in a while we have a political issue that divides the country, sometimes even divides the different political parties down the middle. What I mean is you have Republicans on both sides of an issue, Democrats on both sides of an issue. Well, actually, not so much Democrats on both sides of this issue, but there was an issue during the Trump years over renaming of Army bases, military facilities in this country, of which a great many very prominent ones were named after Confederate generals. And given the fact that the Confederate generals were famous for making war against the United States of America, and they were very specific about it. I mean, people died for the sake of destroying the United States, because basically there were political leaders. I'm not talking about every person who fought in the Confederate cause, but there were political leaders behind that cause who loved the institution of slavery, which they were defending, more than they loved the idea of the United States and solving problems through political processes and rule of law. In any event, this is an issue that has been largely forgotten about, but it's on the way to solution. And there's a fascinating piece that is called Heroes Who May Soon Be on the Map, Stories of Courage and Sacrifice Behind Proposals for New Army Base Names. And during the Jim Crow era, writes Chris Cameron in The Times, 9 Southern Army bases were named for Confederate generals who fought to preserve slavery and white supremacy. Now a commission established by Congress has suggested new names for the bases that embody the best of the United States Army in America. Fort Bragg in North Carolina would be renamed Fort Liberty if the recommendations are approved by Congress. The other bases would honor some of the Army's most distinguished heroes. For instance, Fort Johnson would be the new name for what is currently Fort Polk in Louisiana. And Fort Polk in Louisiana isn't named after President Polk. It's named after a Confederate general who also happened to be an ordained minister named Leonidas Polk. But this would be named after Fort Johnson. It would be named after Sergeant Henry Johnson, Justice Sergeant. Listen to this story. Private Henry Johnson was deployed in Europe during World War I in a storied black regiment, the army was segregated then, known as the Harlem Hellfighters. The U.S. Armed Forces were segregated, and the Hellfighters were not allowed to fight on the front lines with other Americans. Instead, the black soldiers were assigned to the command of their French allies. That put Private Johnson and his unit at the front lines against all odds, black Americans wearing French uniforms. In the pre-dawn hours of May 15, 1918, as German troops swarmed the sentry post at the edge of the Argonne Forest, according to a biography from the Naming Commission, Private Johnson threw grenades until he had none left. Then he fired his rifle until it jammed. Then he clubbed enemy soldiers with the butt of his rifle until it split apart. Then he hacked away at the enemy with his bolo knife. After the Germans retreated, daylight revealed that Private Johnson had killed 4 enemy soldiers and wounded 20. He suffered 21 wounds. For their actions, Private Johnson and his sentry mate on duty that night were the first Americans to be awarded the Croix de Guerre, one of France's highest military honors. Almost a century later, President Obama posthumously awarded Sergeant Johnson the Medal of Honor. There is a Fort Cavazos, which is currently Fort Hood in Texas. And Fort Hood is named after John Bell Hood, a Confederate general who had lost both his arm and a leg fighting for the Confederacy and was actually had a terrible record as a losing commander. Not Richard E. Cavazos, who had the new namesake for the fort. Richard E. Cavazos was the first Hispanic American to become a brigadier general and the first Hispanic American to become a 4-star general. He received 3 major military decorations for valor in combat: a Silver Star and a Distinguished Service Cross for his actions in Korea, and a 2nd Distinguished Service Cross for his actions in Vietnam. In February 1953, during the Korean War, Lieutenant Cavazos charged through enemy mortar and gunfire with complete disregard for his personal safety, says the citation, to retrieve a wounded enemy soldier, earning the young officer a Silver Star. 3 months later, Lieutenant Cavazos led 3 separate charges on enemy positions and returned to the field 5 times to rescue his wounded men, earning him the first of Distinguished Service Cross. In Vietnam, in 67, then a colonel, Colonel Cavazos again completely disregarded his own safety and led a charge with such force and aggressiveness that the enemy fighters fled their positions, earning his 2nd Distinguished Service Cross. Throughout his career, General Cavazos also earned other awards and citations, including 2 Legions of Merit, 5 Bronze Stars, and a Purple Heart. 4-star general, you think he's a worthy namesake? And then they did something, this commission, politically incorrect. I don't know if anybody here enjoyed as much as I did. One of the best movies, in fact, I would say the best movie about the Vietnam War, is a Mel Gibson film in which he starred and he made the film. It's called We Were Soldiers. And it's about Lieutenant General Harold G. Moore in the amazing 1965 Battle of Ia Drang in Vietnam. Fort Benning in Georgia is now going to become Fort Moore over Lieutenant General Harold G. Moore, who was played by Mel Gibson in the movie. On November 14, 1965, Colonel Moore led his 450 troops in the infamous landing zone X-Ray, where they were ambushed by North Vietnamese soldiers who outnumbered the Americans 12 to 1. Bloody hand-to-hand combat ensued, but General Moore and his men held their positions for 3 days. Colonel Moore had vowed that he would leave no one behind. He kept his promises, and his actions earned him the Distinguished Service Cross. At the same time, his wife, Ms. Moore, offered emotional support to the families of the dead and wounded at Fort Benning. Death and injury notices were sent by telegram at the time, delivered by taxi drivers. His wife began accompanying the drivers and offering her condolences to the families of the fallen. Her complaints and concerns led to the creation of the Army's casualty notification teams, and uniformed soldiers now deliver the news of death or injury to families. Look, when you actually find Americans of this caliber, not all of whom are household names by any means, the idea of replacing Fort Pickett in Virginia, making that Fort Barfoot, named after another unbelievable hero of the battle in the Italian Alps in 1944, where Sergeant Van Barfoot silenced three machine gun nests, disabled a German tank with a bazooka, blew up an artillery cannon with a demolition charge, and personally took 17 enemy soldiers prisoner. Celebrating American heroes in place of defeated generals, some of whom were very unsuccessful, who served a very unworthy cause. That seems to me to be the kind of initiative that should be able to unite people who love this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.